Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Framed. Why Michael Skakel spent over a decade in prison for a murder he didn't commit. By Robert F. Kennedy, Jr. Narrated by Peter Burkrot. All men make mistakes, but the good man yields when he knows his course is wrong and repairs the evil. The only sin is pride. Sophocles, Antigone. Timeline. October 31st, 1975. Sheila Maguire discovers the body of her neighbor, Martha Moxley. November 1st, 1975. Dr. Elliot Gross performs Martha Moxley's autopsy and determines that her injuries were inflicted with a golf club. November 2, 1975. Greenwich police remove from the Skakel home a set of Tony Penna golf clubs that appear to match the club used to murder Martha Moxley. Rocky Skakel signs consent to search premises without search warrant, granting police free rein to search his house and remove any merchandise, materials, or other property. November 9, 1975. Tommy Skakel passes a polygraph test. December 9, 1975. John Skakel passes a polygraph test. December 10, 1975. Helen Icks and Jeff Byrne tell police that they recall, as they were leaving Skakel House on October 30th, seeing Tommy Skakel pushing Martha Moxley into a bush. December 12, 1975. Rucky Skakel furnishes Greenwich police with a key to his Wyndham, New York ski house and invites them to search it at will. December 13, 1975. Tommy Skakel tells police that around the time of the murder, he was working on a report on Abraham Lincoln, which his teachers say was never assigned. January 16, 1976. Rucky Skakel provides Greenwich police a letter authorizing them to access any and all hospital, medical, psychological, and school records, and or any and all reports concerning my son Thomas Skakel. January 22, 1976. Rucky Skakel writes to Greenwich police revoking his previous letter authorizing permission to access Tommy's medical records, and hires attorney Manny Margolis to defend Tommy. March 15, 1976. Dr. Stanley Less performs various psychological tests on Tommy Skakel. March 25, 1976. Connecticut State's attorney holds a press conference expressing frustration with the Skakel family's lack of cooperation. May 1976. Greenwich police present state's attorney Donald Brown with an arrest warrant for Tommy Skakel. Brown refuses to sign it. Undetermined, 1976. Tony Bryant confides in Esme Dick that the Skakels were not responsible for the crime and that he was in Belhaven the night of the murder. October 18, 1976. Kenny Littleton fails a polygraph. May 1977. Kenny Littleton is given 5 to 7 years suspended sentence for burglary charges in Nantucket, Massachusetts. March 5, 1978. Michael Skakel is arrested in Wyndham, New York on various charges, including DWI. April 1978. Michael Skakel is transported to the Elon School in Poland, Maine. November 15, 1978 to December 12, 1978. Michael Skakel escapes from the Elon School on 3 separate occasions, is apprehended, and returned. May 1980. Michael Skakel graduates from the Elon School. December 27, 1980. Jeff Byrne dies at 16, reportedly of a drug overdose. October 25, 1982. Michael Skakel enters an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting in Greenwich, never to take a drink or drug again. May 1983. Greenwich police turn over more than 400 pages of the Martha Moxley case file to Greenwich Time reporter Len Le-